Thank you very much. The floor goes now to Minister Albano.
Thank you so much. First of all, I would like to convey the apologies of my ambassador, since she is not able to be here with us due to the, at this moment, my country has to deal with some very sensitive negotiations and in a very important topic for my country at the ILO conference, and that's why she is not here. I would like to express my gratitude to INDA for the organization of this panel and for inviting the Mission of Colombia to share with you some ideas and opinions regarding the human rights perspective of such an important issue as violence against persons based on their sexual orientation or gender identity. Well, why is Colombia so active in sexual orientation issues in Geneva? Why are we part of the core group of delegations that promote the inclusion of a human rights perspective of the sexual orientation and gender identity issues in the Human Rights Council? And why we consider that the joint statement signed by 85 states was a big step in Geneva? To talk about this, I would like to reflect on the experience of Colombia dealing with the rights of the LGBT community. Then I would like to make a small reference to the experience in the region, in the Americas, because I think the experience in the Inter-American system is an example that could be very useful for the Human Rights Council. And finally, I will make reference to the joint statement at what we think is the way ahead. Regarding our national experience, despite the multiple challenges we have to face as a country during the last 50 years, we have a solid democracy and an important and advanced legal framework that allows all Colombian citizens to demand their fundamental freedoms and rights. In 1940, the Fifth Gay Group appeared in Colombia. This group worked in clandestine, and it was not until 1970 that the first public and open movement appeared to promote the rights of the LGBT community in Colombia. In 1981, Colombia gave a big step with the reform of the penal code that eliminates the homosexuality as a crime. This reform to the penal code broke a special momentum that allows the conformation of several civil society organizations dedicated to demand the rights of the LGBT community in Colombia. In 1991, Colombia adopted a new constitution that recognizes the prevalence of human rights, creates the constitutional court, and gives the citizens an instrument that we know as action of tutela to demand before the judicial authorities their respect for their fundamental rights. Since 1991, with the new constitutional dispositions, many Colombian citizens and civil society organizations start to demand before the constitutional court the right to no discrimination on the grounds of their sexual orientation or gender identity. In this context, the Constitutional Court has adopted until today several sentences that consider as unconstitutional and illegal the discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. For the Constitutional Court, every citizen has the right to the free development of his or her personality, including his or her sexual orientation or gender identity, and no one can be discriminated for this reason. The first sentence in this line was dated in 1993, when a man demanded his right to change his male name to a female name, and was followed by sentences related to the gay persons in the army, the rights of same-sex couples, the right to health, the right to work, and the right to education. Today, and thanks to the sentences of the court, in Colombia, there is legal recognition for the civil union of same-sex couples. But many challenges still